Resampling workflows for old school vibes in Ableton Live 12, advanced drum and bass. Alright, welcome back. This one's for when you want that early jungle and early DNB attitude, but you still want your session to move fast and hit hard. We're focusing on resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12, and the mindset is simple: commit on purpose, because the old school feel isn't just a plug and chain. It's the sound of decisions being printed, transients getting rounded a little, effects getting baked in, layers turning into one artifact, and then you start chopping that artifact like it's from a record or an MPC. By the end, you're building a 16-bar rolling loop with a resampled break, a printed res or roller bass, a little library of resampled FX one-shots, and a simple arrangement blueprint you can reuse. And the real win, you'll leave with audio assets you can drag into future projects like your own personal sample pack. Let's set this up properly so resampling feels like a performance tool, not a routing headache. Project setup. Set your tempo to somewhere around 170 to 174. I like 172 for this lesson. It gives you that classic pace without feeling too frantic. Next, do yourself a favor in preferences. Set your default warp modes. For drums, you generally want beats mode. For melodic or bass audio, you can use Complex Pro only when you really need it. We're going to talk about warping discipline later, because warping everything is one of the quickest ways to accidentally remove the vibe. Now create three return tracks. This is the classic DNB send workflow, and it's also how we print character fast. Return A's dub echo. Use echo synced. Try an 8-note dotted or a quarter note dotted. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Use echo's filter so the repeats don't swamp the mix, and keep wobble low. Think dub desk, not space station. Return B to space. Use hybrid reverb, preferably a convolution room or plate. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. High pass at around 200 to 400 Hz. We want atmosphere without low-end mess. Return C is crunch. Put saturator first, soft clip on, then redux. Set redux subtle, maybe 12 down to 8 bits depending on taste, and a tiny downsample. This return is dangerous in the best way. Treat it like a spice, not the meal. Now create a dedicated audio track called Print. Set monitor to off. The idea is this track is your capture lane. You arm it when you want to print, and it just records whatever you feed it. Coach note: if you want this to be a forever workflow, build a print matrix. Make a group called Print, and inside it add drum print, bass print, FX print, loop print, maybe mid print, and a safety print. Color code them. Then set each one's audio from to what you print most often. Once that's done, printing becomes muscle memory. No more wait, where am I recording from? Also, safety printing is huge. Old school workflows are commit heavy, but you can still be fearless. When you print something destructive, record a clean safety at the same time. One track post-FX, one track pre-FX. Then you can go brutal without anxiety. Break workflow. Bus. Print. Slice. Rearrange. Let's start with drums, because this is where resampling instantly screams old school. Drop in a break. Amen. Think. Hot pants. Whatever you want. Warp it tight to the grid. Then consolidate so it's a clean one or two bar loop. You want a tidy starting point before you start abusing it. On the break track, build a processing chain that's all about controlled aggression. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If it's boxy, dip a couple dB around 250 to 400. If it needs bite, add a little presence around 4 to 7K. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 20. Crunch around 10 to 30 for that edge. Boom can be tempting, but careful. Old school breaks often feel heavy without being subby. If you add boom, keep it tight. Then saturator in analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Attack about 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 4 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Don't flatten it. We want glue, not a pancake. Then utility, and optionally mono the low end around 120 Hz. Now printing. You've got two main ways. Fast way: create a new audio track called Break Print. Set audio from to your break track. Post effects. Arm it and record 8 bars while it loops. While you record, tweak. This is important. Resampling isn't just bounce it, it's perform it. Alternate way: set audio from to resampling. That captures whatever is hitting the master. If you do this, solo the break bus or group so you're not printing your whole track by accident. While recording, do two performance moves. First, automate an auto filter sweep, even just a low pass dip at the end of a phrase. Second, Do you little send bursts into the dub echo returns so you print those tails right into the audio. Now you've got a printed break. Here's the fun part. Right-click the printed clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, create a drum rock, warp on. Now you're basically in MPC land, except your slices already contain your grit, compression, and any printed echo artifacts. Make a new MIDI clip. Start by keeping the original groove, then modernize it with small moves, ghost snares at low velocity, geck doubles on offbeats, tiny hat or wry chops pulled from the break slices. Then use groove pool swing if you want that bounce. Timing 10 to 25%, velocity 5 to 15%. Keep it subtle. Jungle swing is about pocket, not drunkenness. Advanced variation. Micro timing. Take a few slices, and instead of swing, nudge them late by 5 to 20 milliseconds. Not everything, just certain hats or ghost notes. Then print that groove. Now the pocket is baked in. Even if you re-slice later, the feel survives. And now the pro move. Resample again. Once you've built a nasty two-bar pattern with your drum rack, print the drum rack output to audio. That second generation print is where the single artifact feeling really happens. That's the glue that makes it feel like it came from one place, not assembled from clean bits. Coach note, try the A and B cassette method. Print two versions of the same break, one cleaner and punchier, one smashed and dirty, maybe more redux and echo artifacts. Slice both to separate drum racks. Then alternate hits. Clean kick, dirty hat, clean snare, dirty ghost. Instant texture without stacking 10 plugins. Bass workflow. Design, perform, print, micro edit, print again. Now bass. Old school heaviness often comes from committing movement, and then treating the audio like raw material. Make a re-syn operator. Osc a saw. Osc B saw. Detune 5 to 15 cents. Filter LP24 with a bit of drive. Add a slow LFO to the filter cutoff, something like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, for that slow motion. Then process it. Saturator with soft clip. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Auto filter for additional motion if you want. Chorus ensemble very subtle, widening the mids, not the sub. EQ 8 to cut mud around 200 to 400 if needed, and keep the fundamental clean. Glue compressor only lightly if you need it. Now create bass print. Set audio from to the bass track post effects. Record 16 bars while you perform the automation. Ride the filter cutoff. Change LFO amount. Push saturator drive a bit in certain bars. Maybe send occasional hits to dub echo so you get these weird little tails that feel like a recorded moment. Now micro edit the printed bass audio. This is where it becomes yours. Crop interesting moments into one or two bar phrases. Add tiny fades, 1 to 5 milliseconds, because clicks are the enemy of this feels like vinyl. Do micro stutters by splitting at a 16th or 32nd and duplicating a tiny piece 2 to 4 times. Do reverse ramps by duplicating a chunk, reversing it, and fading in. Then do a final commit print. Route that edited bass through a final pattern a chain and print again. Try drum bus on bass. Drive 2 to 8. Crunch 5 to 15. Then redux super subtle, like bits 12 to 10 with barely any downsample. Then a limiter just catching spikes from the edits. Print this to bass final print. Now your bass behaves like a sampler. It's stable, gritty, and it carries the movement as part of the sound. Extra sound design trick, mid-layer resampling. Duplicate your printed bass audio. On the duplicate, high-pass it around 120 Hz so it's only mids. Then automate a tight band pass with auto filter, slow LFO or manual moves, so it talks. Print just that mid band as a separate asset. Blend under a clean sub. It'll sound like you designed some complex patch, but it's literally audio abuse. Old school FX workflow. Send throws. Print tails. Build one shots. Now we're going to build that classic jungle negative space. Little echo answers, dubby artifacts, siren-ish tails, without turning the whole mix into soup. Pick a source element. Snare is perfect, or a vocal chop, or a stab. Create an audio track called effects print. Set audio from to resampling. Now record while you do send throws. At the end of every two or four bars, crank the send to return A, dub echo, briefly. Then pull it back. Sometimes hit return C, crunch, just for a nasty moment. After you record, go into that audio and slice out the best tails. Some will be 200 milliseconds, some might be 2 seconds. Reverse a few, consolidate them, name them, and put them into a drum rack as FX one-shots. Then sprinkle them as call and response around the drums and bass. The trick is to let tails fill the gaps between snare hits. That's where jungle breathes. Advanced variation. Print returns only. Instead of printing the dry source plus reverb, set your print track to record directly from return A or return B. Now you get pure tail material. It's insanely useful for reverse washes, riser swells, and dub answers that don't fight the dry mix. Full loop resampling. Turn the whole groove into an instrument. This is one of the most serious old-school techniques. Print the whole loop, then play it like it's a sample. Solo your drums, bass, and key FX. Avoid printing through your master limiter if you can. Record two bars into your print track. Drag that audio into Simpler. Use slice mode. Slice by transients. Map slices across keys. Now you can resequence your entire groove like break chops. You can pitch it up or down for vibe changes. You can do a little vinyl distortion. Subtle, and print again. And this is where you get that everything is one glued artifact energy, like the whole beat came from a single resampled loop. Generation loss and headroom discipline. Let's talk about what makes resampling actually work. Don't print too hot. If you slam every stage, you'll lose punch and get brittle highs. When you're printing, aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. Let the crunch devices create density. Don't try to win loudness at the record stage. Pre-warp discipline is also key. If you printed audio at your project tempo, try turning warp off and treat it like tape. Warp only what must be warped. If you want time movement, sometimes warp after the print, not before, so you're warping a committed artifact instead of a pristine source. Also, keep bass mono down low. Chorus can ruin mono compatibility. Use utility to mono the bass somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz, and fade your chops. Always. Even 1 millisecond can save you from hours of why does this sound like it's tearing paper. Two advanced moves for instant vintage behavior. First, resample through a sidechain ghost. Put a compressor on your drum or bass bus, sidechained from a ghost kick. Print with a pumping. Then remove the compressor and work from the printed audio. The movement is now part of the sample, like it was recorded that way. Second, upshift and downshift printing. Pitch your break or bass up 3 to 7 semitones. Print it. Then pitch the audio back down. It exaggerates transient snap on the way up and adds a subtle blur on the way back down. It's a classic why does this feel older now? Trick, arrangement blueprint, print-based variation bars. Now, quick arrangement. This audio version is shortened for playback.